T2HXS Mobile.
Grace Gex, good afternoon, Dave.
Oh, Patrick. I'm heading on down to meet our one and only friend, Steve. Or the one and only Steve, our friend, something like that, whatever. What are you up to?
Back across town, went and met another distributor for lunch today and fighting traffic.
With gas prices and diesel prices raising up, people are still out there driving around. I don't get that.
They're getting it. They're getting money from somewhere. And what I don't understand is how all these people are out in the middle of the day. Don't they have a job?
Comments for that, but probably not. And they're just probably blind to this. Or either that or they're driving electric cars.
Buy the car, you still have to pay for electricity and the house you choose to charge it in.
Isn't it?
K4VWA. Dave, I'm just leaving the house on my way down there, buddy. My ETA is about 5 or 10 after at the worst, okay? So I'm on my way. Y'all carry on. K4VWA, I'm clear.
I just left my house also, so I'm probably a few minutes ahead of you. No big deal. We'll get there when we get there.
Hey, Skex. Are y'all going to have a hot dog?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. No, I got some help to see with a couple of projects down in this building.
Y'all go over there.
I've got a real good friend that's going to come down to my office building and help me out with some stuff that I just can't get and do again anymore. Hey.
Oh, yeah, I've eaten lunch, thank you.
Okay. All right, where are you working today there, Patrick?
My area is on Wade Hampton, but I'm over here on Haywood Road right now making my way back that way.
Well, my office building's over on Batesville Road behind Michelin headquarters. If you wanted to, well, I don't know, you pack up your schedule pretty tight. I was going to say, if you want to swing by and say hello.
Yesterday, I'm already running behind because of another issue, so I better get on back at it.
Roger. Well, I'll get out of your way and let you two carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go for it, K4VWA, clear.
You're always welcome to jump in. You know that.
Who's running off? I think I tell somebody something like what I just told you. So, and keeping Patrick straight. Wait a minute. No. Keeping Lightning Lips straight.
Lips?
Yeah, that's Patrick's new nickname.
Rebuttal for that?
If I ignore him long enough, he'll go away, you know, kind of like a fly or a gnat.
Have it?
I'd say something, not over the air. I'm cut down. I got to drive here without running over anybody or anything, so y'all have fun. I'm clear.
Yeah, I know, Steve. I know. There's another station in there. KB2HXS in the group for ID. Go ahead, other station. You're a little choppy. Go ahead, take it.
KI4DY. Yeah, I'm headed down there. I'm headed to Haywood. Where are you at, Patrick?
Section of Haywood and Cherokee.
Here is Daniel off in the weeds a little bit.
No, he's very choppy.
I'm always in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so. But I just passed you, Patrick. Did you see me?
Honestly, I didn't. I'm trying to watch traffic and not the other side of the road.
I was the one getting my horn at you.
But in this truck, you can't hear a horn. It's so quiet in here.
But I was using my air horn.
People tell me I'm number one. I just wave and smile.
I'd totally get that. Well, I was just saying hi. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation. I was just jumping in and say hi real quick.
Hey, Daniel?
Yep.
K4WWA, Steve. We're having a little get-together this evening. You want to jump in? Remember the other night?
What time do you guys think you're going to do that?
I tell you what, don't I have your cell phone number?
You do. Go ahead and reach out to me. Let me see what's going on tonight. I have a big weekend where I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm trying to prep for all that. But, yeah, you can reach out to me through the cell.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Sounds like a Wiener Schnitzel. All right, y'all carry on. Daniel, I'll call you in a few minutes. Bye, guys. I'm clear.
Man. Good Lord.
Still there? Yep, I'm still here. I'm one of those guys out driving around, but I do it for work, just like you, so I have to.
Dave, you're going to meet Steve. You can help him with something at his office, right?
I'm going to help Steve. Needs a lot of help.
How could you be any help to him?
I don't have that kind of time on the radio to explain all that, but, you know, it pays you real well.
Guys, I'm going to be on the side for 1 second. KI4DTY.
Oh, KIY. Oh, my God. Jesus. I can't. His call letters just flew out of my head. All right, go ahead, Patrick. Take it away. Yeah, no, I played therapist and handyman all in one trip.
Straight jacket with you?
Jacket is home. I got his.
I think he's going to play therapist. I figured the only help from him is a padded room.
No, I carry a sofa, one of these blow-up sofas he can lay on and tell me his problems, you know. I'll sit there and I say, how do you feel about your mother, you know, to the old, you know, the old therapist questions.
Back off of 2-lane road.
And I guess this is south here on Buncombe. I'm going to be passing the hospital and then turning right and head towards Steve.
You're about meeting up with me today. When were you going to try to meet up with me?
Looks like it'll have to be another day, Patrick. I mean, I've got to help Steve for a couple hours, and I got my bandmates coming over tonight to do a little, turn the volume up on the amps and go to 11 and start playing.
Matt, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going to miss you.
Oh, that's so nice. No, no problem. I'll get them to you. Don't worry.
Are you radio yet?
No, actually, I sent the guy a message, and he's about 2.5 weeks out. He'll contact me sometime next week on that. And as far as the 991A, it's still on back order. Man, I tell you what, I can't get nothing.
No kidding. It's crazy. I mean, I just don't even know what to say about it anymore.
You know, you just gotta sit and wait. You know, when it comes in, it comes in. You know, I'll be happy with that. I'm not gonna sit here and complain about it. Doesn't do any good.
Doesn't do any good to sit and complain about it. But when I start looking at it from a business standpoint, for me, it sure does get under your skin. But there's still nothing I can do about it.
Oh, absolutely. KB2HXS for ID. Yeah, from a business standpoint, yeah. You know, I'm having a hard time getting bits and pieces and parts myself. You know, finding the proper Freon for what I, you know, what my needs are at a reasonable cost. You know, without breaking the bank and having to charge customers and stuff. But yeah, it's all right. You know, I'm able to take care of people the best I can. You know.
That. The same here, it's just, I don't know, it's frustrating at some days, and some days it really gets to me.
My mobile business, you know, you go to your customers all come to you, so, yeah, it's a little frustrating when you're driving around not making money because you can't get the parts and pieces you need.
Liquid gold that we're having to burn to move around is getting more expensive.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do come January if they come out with that new Freon. It's a propane-based Freon. That's going to be fun. The first time somebody blows himself up, there's going to be a lawsuit.
Understanding, that's what the new 1234 YF is, or YZF, whatever it is, for automotive.
That. I mean, come on. What do you call it? Propane-based Freon. What's up with that noise?
Either, and then why is it so expensive? I mean, it's $100 for an ounce.
If you're trying to find R22 to pump into an old system, you're looking at $1,500 for a 30-pound container of R22 and $500, 500 and change, for a container of 410A, and that's a 25-pound container. So, yeah, you know, it's a little crazy. I should have bought a couple of tanks of 410A, you know, last year if I'd known this was going to happen.
R134 went up. It's like you say, it's right at 5-something for a 30-pound cylinder. But the new stuff, the 1234, they won't even sell it to you in a 30-pound cylinder. It comes in 10-pound cylinders.
I mean, they use less than a pound. They use, what, like 16 or 14 ounces or something? So they don't use that much. So that's probably why they sell it that way.
No, there's cars out there. My Excursion holds 2 pounds, 10 ounces in the front, and I think another 3 pounds in the rear.
Oh, what vehicle?
Ford Excursion. They hold quite a bit more than a pound. A lot of them do. Your smaller compact cars will be right around 1 pound. And then the new stuff, they don't hold as much. It's because the propane propellant is a bigger molecule, so it doesn't take as much.
I'm afraid of the propane. You know, you know, you're around a hot environment, and God forbid you have a leak and a spark, boom, you know, you're going to send your butt up into space. I don't know. I'm not really convinced on a propane-based refrigerant.
There, but like, you know, let's say R134 holds 1 pound of it. The new car will hold like 0.8 of the new Freon. But I've got a phone call coming in. Someone has to jump. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, no sweat, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. KB2HXS still in here for a bit.
HKX, KB2SX, or HSX.
I'm here. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Patrick.
Sorry about having to jump out there. I've been waiting on that phone call.
No need to explain. No big deal. Yeah, conducting business, no problem.
Any gigs planned for the band here in the next little bit?
No, not really. You know, we got together with a couple of people that were still working on some music, getting our song list up a little bit. This young lady's got some good stuff that she's written. Her and her other half are coming over tonight. We're going to work on some more of that. And in a couple of weeks and see what it sounds like.
Stopping to eat lunch may have been a bad idea today.
Doing what?
Stopping to eat lunch may have been a bad idea today.
Why is that?
Because now I don't feel like doing anything.
Short of taking a nap?
But I have felt that way all week this week. I don't know if it's it's finally warming up or what.
Days there, go out and do something in the morning and then come back to the house for a minute. I'm like, man, I'm worn out.
Right after lunch, it just hits me, man, and I'm ready for a nap.
Up like 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, 6, you know, by 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm about done. I don't want to be working out here after 3 o'clock.
Me?
Yep, I hear you. Anyway, I'm designated at Mr. Steve Arino's building here, so let me prepare my tools and prepare my brain. I'll catch you a little later.
7-3s. Good luck and have a good day. KO4HKX. Clear.
Have a seat, late Patrick. KB2HXS out of here. And waiting on you, Steve.
KO4WWZ. 4 is that okay? KO4WWZ.